For those of us who have been mislabeled and misunderstood, those who are socially responsible and live to bring light to the world, please join our conversation. We have such difficult questions to dissect. Like, how can we use art to heal? How can art serve as a healing vehicle for recovery or resurrection? And is that even possible? Why? How? Let's work together to create a dynamic conversation that nourishes our legacy as survivors and thrivers. Join the conversation and share your creative solutions to difficult questions as we collectively heal and create safety for those in need. Email me your ideas. And if I like them, well, I'll invite you to be on the podcast. There is a part of me that resonates with her. She is me 5 years ago, stuck. And it doesn't seem everyone has abandoned her. Yet she has abandoned herself. I know her deeply. And I'm doing my best to acknowledge her and to hear her so she can hear herself. Making known the tripwire living in her unmade heart, the one that deserves a fighting chance, still long enough to escape the war of her mind. The war in her mind. Because it is not the blue or the red, the left or the right, black or white, north or south that are waging this war. It is not political, and it is not directional. This war is waged by the heart and the mind, and they are desperately seeking union. Welcome back, friends. I hope you're all doing fantastic and you're being the flow. We're talking today about boundaries. And they are really tricky if you're a people pleaser, a codependent, an enabler. If you're an empath, I mean, you can call it what you want, but saying no isn't always easy. And setting boundaries is a tricky but very important part of preserving and bettering your life. So, you know, I wonder sometimes why empaths and codependents and enablers have such a difficult time saying no, and why they seem to be magnets for challenging people. I prefer to call people that offer me challenges, instead of calling them a narcissist or toxic, I just would prefer to say that they're challenging, because in all honesty, these words are being thrown around a lot, and I do believe in the power of words.
And I almost feel like if someone is labeled with some sort of personality disorder, they have very little reason to want to change their behavior, especially with the research and the amount of content that is out there right now about narcissists. So I do believe people can change. And I also do believe that it's important to pick your battles wisely when you're someone who is a sensitive, and that's what this episode is about. So, let's move forward. I don't know about you, but this topic is very, very fueled, and it's filled with a lot right now. And it has been, I guess, since I started my spiritual journey in 2017, when we had a really interesting president who exhibited a lot of very different behavior than we had ever seen before. And it brought a lot of things to the surface. And I think that's sort of what the catalyst was for all of this research on narcissism and personality disorders. And I think we're getting a little too flippant about calling someone a sociopath or, you know, all those labels. First off, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I don't have a license to be practicing mental health or even really be publicly discussing it. All I know is I have a whole life of experience, and I like to share my experiences with other people like myself, because sometimes people can't afford therapy, and sometimes people can't afford the help that they desperately need. And it might just be hearing a shared story that keeps somebody going just that one day longer until they can get the help they need. And so for me, it gives me a feeling of giving back after I've struggled so much and been so lonely going through this stuff by myself. I actually had somebody reach out to me about a week ago, and I was not prepared because I had not been around a lot of people. So I forgot how many things I need to be aware of when I'm meeting someone. When you're a sensitive and when you're empathic, what happens is you sometimes get ahead of yourself and you get really excited about just connecting with another person, and you forget to keep you preserved. So your energy is highly manipulated. And I'm not suggesting that other person is doing that on purpose. I'm suggesting that setting personal boundaries with your emotional energy and your mental energy and your spiritual energy is of great importance when you've done a whole bunch of like deep work, because the last thing you want to do is have to go backwards the way I had to this week and relearn everything. I will say this, the lessons, each time I'm like re-triggered by a challenging person, I get better each time. And I think that's true for all people. So this time I was able to nip it before it became really toxic. And so that's why I'm really excited to share with you my list of new written boundaries. I'm really proud of myself because I had to play with the language quite a bit, but I was really reminded by this person that came into my life about all the things that are really important to me to keep sacred now that I've spent a great deal of time alone, now I know exactly what I need moving forward in any relationship. And I really hope these boundaries help you establish clear boundaries in some challenging relationships that you might be going through or that might be presented to you. So here, let's go. Are you ready? I'm excited to share them with you. Some of you might find these boundaries a bit harsh. We are going to address that in the end and reframe things in a positive. So be sure to stick it out till the end. I am claiming my power, boundaries, and expectations. Number one, you will use your words wisely. Interrupting or showcasing a lack of listening with dismissive or apathetic responses is something I won't allow. Written, spoken, or insinuated ill intent or disrespectful language directed at me, about me, or any of my loved ones will not be permitted. I recommend you under-promise and over-deliver. If you promise anything, you will deliver. And if you don't, I will not forget it. And I will bring it up as much as I want. Bragging or overly boastful declarations about yourself are unfavorable and will be ignored or discredited. Gossiping or disrespectful language toward people I care for, work with, or have any relationship to whatsoever is unproductive and unwelcome. Regular or pervasive complaining or whining is not allowed. It pollutes the environment and will be met with more complaining. So don't bother. There will be zero backstabbing or bullying language allowed near me or my loved ones. Number two, use loving body language. Physical aggressiveness toward or around me or my loved ones is not permitted. Angry or violent or hostile facial expressions or physical signals that appear to be of violent or hostile nature are not welcome. Examples of disrespectful and unacceptable body language might include snaring your teeth, eye rolling, audible sighs, clenching your fists, ignoring, using distractions like a cell phone or TV screen, slamming doors or throwing objects. Number three, take care of you and others. Reckless or socially unsafe behaviors are never permitted. Reckless behaviors include, but are not limited to, any behavior that is causing you or your loved ones health issues. Any behavior or practice that a licensed health practitioner has advised you directly to avoid. Examples might be driving recklessly due to anger or any overconsumption, overspending, overeating, overdrinking, oversmoking, stealing or lying, performing important tasks without proper sleep or preparation. These will all be unaccepted forms of behavior. Number 4, you will respect my time. Disrespectful time management is unacceptable. If you are repeatedly late or unavailable, you're not invited to be a close companion in my life. If you can't respect my schedule by setting up an appropriate meeting or date a week or more in advance, then you won't be viewed as a loved one in my life.
Connect, create, educate, unlock your limitless potential.
Be the flow.